Okay, our friends. We don't know what time of day you listen to this story time. Some of you have messaged me and said, we listen to you every night before bed. Some of you have messaged me and say, we listen to you all the time in the car on our way to school in the morning. Some of you say, we message you first thing while we're having breakfast. Well, whatever time you listen, I hope that you enjoyed today's story, which I think features a little bit of all those times. Today's story is called Hands Up! It was written by Brianna McDaniel, and it's illustrated by Shane Evans, and it is read today by Mommy and...
I'm the police. Put your hands up.
The police. Put your hands up. Oh, it's true. That is something you might need to do. Or you could put your hands up for lots of other reasons. Are you ready to hear about some of the other reasons? Let's find out. Let's just jump in. Ready? Okay, here we go. Greet the sun, bold and bright.
Put your hands up.
Tiny hands up. Peekaboo. Hands up. Oh, yeah, when you're playing peekaboo, you put your hands up, right? Mm-hmm. Morning, baby. Time to get dressed. Hands up. Oh, yeah, when you pull your shirt over your head, you put your hands up. In the picture, we can see the little girl is getting her shirt put on. Her mom and dad are helping her. Stretch high. Almost there. Hands up. Oh, is she going to make it? It looks like in the picture she's trying to get some orange juice. I hope she doesn't spill it. It's a pie on the table. Got to get clean. Reach for the sink. Hands up. Oh, yeah. At lots of points in our lives, we have to put our hands up. If you have long hair, getting your hair combed can hurt, right? Uh-huh. In the picture, we can see that Grandma is helping comb the hair of the little girl and put it up. And she says, come on, little one, dry your tears. Here, hold the bun, hands up. And she's holding her hair up so her grandma can put it into a bun. Ready for takeoff, hands up. Have you ever held hands with your mom and dad and then they swung you in the air? Mm-hmm. Your hands were up. Pick me, Mrs. B. I got my hands up. Oh, if you're in a classroom and you want the teacher to pick you, you put your
hand up.
Yeah. See, I'm noticing lots of places where you could do that. Adventure books live up top. When you're at the library, right? Reach high, tippy toes, hands up. Mm-hmm. As you get older, you'll go to the library, and some of the shelves are probably a little bit high, so you may have to reach for them. Or if you take ballet, graceful like Miss Misty, fifth position, hands up. When you dance, there are different positions to put your body in, and this one requires both of your hands to be up. Racing fast, wind whistling, hands up. In this picture, we see the girl is now riding her bicycle, and she's gotten so good at it, she can put her hands up while she's riding. I don't recommend that myself, because I find if you don't hold on to the steering wheel, you fall down and scratch yourself. What? When I turn the page, that's exactly what has happened. And her mom says, it's all right, baby girl, I'll help. Hands up. And if you need someone to pull you up and you are down, you put your
hand up.
There it is. The music flows through us. Amazing grace. In praise and worship. Hands up. And that's so true too. When you sing, it's so easy to put your hands up. Or when you're playing a sport. On the court, fired up. Jump ball, hands up for the win. Defense, hands up. Yeah, you want to block the other person if you're playing basketball. On top of the world, trophy to the sky, hands up. Yeah, if you ever win the trophy, if you win the basketball game, they pick you up and hoist you into the air and you lift up the trophy and it is this wonderful experience. They have their hands up and so do you. We begin small, but we grow big, and together we are mighty. High fives all around. Hands up. Of course, to give a high five, you have to have your
hand up.
Yeah, you gotta have your hand up. And as one, we say, hands up. And we can see a bunch of people, and they've all got signs that are showing that they love people. And they are saying to spread love and lift every voice. And it's really cool to see what happens when people work together and show love and give each other high fives and encourage each other and support each other and lift each other up. Life would be great if we all chose to do that, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyways, my friends, that is the end of today's story. We hope that you enjoyed it. You want to say it with me?
Yeah.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.